Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we ditch the digital distractions and reclaim our lives one notification at a time. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, if you're struggling to focus while studying, you are not alone. Seriously, between social media, texts, games, and all those tempting apps, it's like trying to study in a hurricane of digital noise. But fear not, my friends, because today we're diving deep into how to create a phone-free study routine that will supercharge your focus and productivity. Get ready to unlock your brain power, because this is gonna be good. Ever felt like your brain turns into mush the second you open a textbook? You know that feeling when you start reading, then suddenly realize you've been scrolling through TikTok for the last hour? We've all been there. But here's the secret. Our phones are designed to keep us hooked. Notifications, those little dopamine hits, they are like digital crack. They hijack our attention and leave us scattered and unproductive. So, the key is to break free from that cycle. First things first, let's talk about mindful phone-free zones. Designate specific areas in your home, your desk, or study nook as completely phone-free zones. Make it a sacred space for learning and focus. Think of it like your personal brain power sanctuary. When you enter this zone, leave your phone behind. Seriously, put it in another room, on silent, out of sight, out of mind. Next up, we've got scheduled study breaks. We all need breaks, but scrolling through Instagram during a quick break can easily turn into an hour-long rabbit hole. Instead, schedule actual breaks 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, and use them for something that truly recharges you. Take a walk, stretch, listen to music, or have a healthy snack. These mini breaks will help you come back to your studies feeling refreshed and focused. Prepping your phone for success is crucial. Think of it like training your phone to be your study buddy, not your distraction nemesis. Turn off those pesky notifications, email, social media, games, you name it. Or even better, put your phone in grayscale mode. It sounds simple, but trust me, that lack of vibrancy can make a huge difference. Now, let's talk about finding your focus fuel. Some people thrive with background music, while others need absolute silence. Experiment and find what works best for you. Classical music, nature sounds, or even binaural beats can help create a calming and focused atmosphere. And finally, don't forget the power of active learning. Passive reading isn't going to cut it. Engage with the material. Take notes, highlight key points, ask yourself questions, summarize chapters in your own words. The more actively you engage with the information, the better you'll remember it. Imagine this. You're sitting at your desk, phone tucked away, surrounded by calming music and a cup of delicious tea. You're deeply engrossed in your studies, feeling energized and focused. This isn't just a dream, my friends, it's totally achievable. Remember that time you were trying to study for an exam, but every 5 minutes you found yourself scrolling through social media? Yeah, I get it, we've all been there. You're trying to learn, but your phone is like a digital siren song, constantly pulling you back in. It's like having a tiny monster on your desk whispering sweet distractions into your ear. Sound familiar? That's exactly why we need to create those phone-free zones and schedule dedicated study time. Think of it as training yourself, building up that mental muscle to resist the allure of instant gratification. You wouldn't go for a run with a lead weight tied around your ankle, right? So, why put that digital leash on your brain power? Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about. Mindful phone-free zones, scheduled breaks, prepping your phone for success, finding your focus fuel, and active learning. Apply those tips and watch your productivity soar. You'll be amazed at how much more you can achieve when you're truly focused. So there you have it, folks. Remember, taking control of your phone is about taking control of your life. It's about creating space for deeper learning, richer connections, and a whole lot more joy. Ready to ditch the digital distractions and unleash your inner genius? Then get out there, create that phone-free study routine, and let me know how it goes. Share your successes, your struggles, your tips and tricks. Join the conversation on social media, leave a review, or tell a friend. And remember, you are capable of amazing things. Keep shining bright, my friends, and until next time, keep slaying those study sessions.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.